And welcome to the first edition this year of the Pat Scarry Show on WBAL. Brett Hollander alongside Condre Ismail on this tag team Wednesday night. And 48 hours from now, the Tigers will tip off their season on the road in Charleston, South Carolina against College of Charleston. And it will start year number two for Coach Scarry. Coach, great to see you.
It's great to be here.
Well, it was a long road last year. 1-31. Now that's in the rearview mirror. You have a totally different team, basically, top to bottom.
Thank goodness we do. And I'm excited about the group we have. We returned three guys that played last year who all have gotten markedly better, and they look different physically. And then, you know, we've got nine new players in the program.
When you have new players, how long does it take for you to feel like, you know what, we've gone through enough of that fire, of that adversity, to feel like we have a team?
That's a great question, and probably one I'm struggling with. I told them before practice today, we need to be at our best on October 12th when we started practice. We're not. But we don't get a 30-yard head start on Friday night because we got a lot of new guys. But it is going to be a work in progress. But they compete, and they're very unselfish. So those are two pretty good starting points, I think.
And certainly the unselfishness, you know, you got to have your system, and guys got to know their roles. Do you have that in place? Do you have that that flow and groove of who you know is going to be where and what?
You know, I think we do, and it's you know, guys have to. We try to preach. Guys need to play for each other. You know, when they do that, I think good things can happen. We've got 10 guys that are going to play this year, so we're going to need them all. And then we got two guys that are redshirting. So we're going to need all 10 of them. I'm hoping depth is going to be something that really helps us this year.
I do want to go over some of these new players. We talked a lot about these guys last year. Your recruiting class among mid-major schools, whatever you want to call it, was ranked sixth. Your recruiting class. So that's just the freshmen coming in, correct? And then what the JUCOs and the transfer students and then the post-grad student you have, that's something totally different. So the influx of talent.
And we've got a potpourri. We get a little bit of everything.
You do. So right now, when you look at your roster, you have the freshmen that were very highly touted. And among them, who should fans kind of look out for, just the freshmen, to be an impact player immediately?
Well, we're going to play three of them a lot. Jerome Hairston is going to start at the point for us. He had a good first exhibition game. He had like 15 points and six assists. He's a big, rugged point guard, about 6'3 and strong. And very shifty. He's a terrific passer. Like a lot of young guys, he's got to continue to get better defensively. But he gives us something we didn't have a lot of. He makes plays in the open court, and he makes plays for others. And then two kids, Barrington Alston and Tamaj Parker, are what you need to win in our league. They're athletic, they're tough, and they play really, really hard. And they give us great energy. So all those guys are going to help us.
Tamaj from Milford, Connecticut.
Yep, he played at St. Joe's, Trumbull, Connecticut. They won back-to-back state championships. Legendary coach Vito Montelli, and he's probably been our most improved player since the summer ended.
Wow, yeah, that's fantastic. You look at your roster, and it certainly, you know, speaks to that youth. But yet, at the same time, as you're saying, you know, that ability, if it does come together to be one heck of a year, as far as the guys really making plays for you.
I think so. We, you know, that's certainly the hope and the goal. Now we've got to figure out a way to make that happen.
So then you look at Guthrie,
yeah,
who steps right in. He's a JUCO guy, so he didn't have to sit out a year or anything.
Nope, he played for he's a Washington, D.C. kid, played for the College of Southern Idaho last year, who was second or third in the country most of the year. And he's a guy that we're really hoping can give us that lockdown perimeter guy, tenacious, defends, rebounds, attacks, you know, kind of that hard-nosed guy.
I just want to point out where these other three kids are coming from. Jarrell Benneman from Georgetown, who was with you last year. He went to Georgetown. And then the other kids, Mike Burwell from South Florida, Big East, on campus last year. And then a kid from Providence who played last year at Providence but now is enrolled in his master's at Towson, and that's Dixon. So these three guys are Georgetown, South Florida, and Providence.
Yep, and they've all done a good job. I mean, you know, Jarrell and Mike, who obviously spent the whole year with us, they've worked incredibly hard. They hadn't played a game in about 600 days till we had our first exhibition.
Wow.
That is a while. And both played pretty well, but they're capable of better. And then Bilal's a guy I had coached for a couple of years at Providence. We had redshirted him his first year. Because he graduated, he had a year left. And Actually, his freshman year, he was made the Rivals All Big East rookie team, and I'm really proud of him and our strength coach. He came in at about 282 pounds in the summer. He's down to 245 right now. So
6'9".
6'9". He's a big physical guy in the paint that can score the basketball. You know, we all, you know, Mike Burwell's a 6'6", 2 guard that can make shots, and he's smart. And Bennerman is a skilled four man who's a, you know, big 6'8", 245 pound tank.
Whew, big presence.
Well, we look different physically. That's the one thing, you know, a lot of, most people say they've come in to see us. We look different physically, and we're pretty happy about that.
What is it, as far as your off-season training-wise, that you did that kind of, you know, brought this this new look, obviously, outside of just the DNA of the kid?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to thank my athletic director, Mike Wardell, and my assistant AD, James Shipp, because we made a commitment. I hired a young strength and conditioning coach, Adam Fletcher, who was at the University of Michigan, was a very good player at Miami of Ohio. And this guy has done an unbelievable job with our guys. As a young head coach, I think, and with the NCAA rules, you know, he has, in the offseason, either 6 or 8 hours with our guys. We only get 2 hours as a coach. Sure. So what he's done with our guys has been amazing. And it's as valuable as any assistant coach. It is an assistant coach, but it's an important position.
Yeah, yeah. Conditioning, you certainly talk about it. And just knowing that the rigors, once the season starts, once the train leaves the station, You got to be ready, and you feel confident that these guys are ready to do what they need to do.
You know, we got things we got to get better at, like a lot of teams, but like physically in our shape, it's night and day.
That's half the battle right there. When you're talking about going out there and you're trying to play and it comes down to the final 2 minutes, you're hoping they're thinking about the strategy rather than, okay, I don't know if I can make it this long.
Well, it's funny you say that because, you know, we actually were in a lot of games late in the year last year, and we kind of felt as a staff that we would just kind of survive and hoping to hang on. And this group's totally different. They have belief, and they play with a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the way they look and they feel about themselves.
For you, Pat Scarry, just being at a school now for a second season, the comfort level with the university, the players, the program, everything, what's the difference now going back to 1 year ago exactly?
Well, I think a lot of our habits have changed. I think we've been able to kind of start to lay a pretty good groundwork, the outline of what our culture is, and when habits change, you start to have culture, and then eventually that allows you to have a program. So it's how we practice, how we work out, how we study, how we lift, all those things. Guys know what the expectations are, and like anything, you need good players, and we obviously our talent level's improved.
When we come back with Pat Scarry, we'll talk about the upcoming game, College of Charleston, to be aired Friday night right here on BAL. I'll be doing the play-by-play for that game. We'll talk about that coming up. But I want to bring this up. I did play-by-play last year, I think for 2 games. Actually, maybe just 1 game, and then I did color for Jerry for another game. But it was UNC Wilmington at home. That was the one win last year. So we'll try to keep that karma going.
I like that.
We're looking for every angle here. We're back with more next with Pat Scarry on BAL.